Greetings. I'm Bill Klatke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Brandy Neeland, Director of Consumer Assistance for the Maryland Office of People's Counsel. And this is the second show we're doing with Brandy. We did not quite get to some very important information that we should all think about and look and check out that I'm sure that it touches you and me. So I'm looking forward to this myself. Brandy, welcome to the show.
I appreciate getting an offer to come back.
Well, we appreciate it too. Now, first of all, could you tell our listeners who didn't hear the first show a little bit about the Maryland Office of People's Counsel, please?
Absolutely. And I don't want people to feel bad for not knowing about us. We're very small, and a lot of people don't know. And like I said, I'm really glad to be here today to kind of spread the word. We're an independent state agency. It's a small office of about 20 of us. And basically what we do is we represent the interests of Maryland residential utility users. So that's going to include your gas, your electric, and some small private water companies. So think about like BGE, SMECO, PEPCO, Delmarva Power, Washington Gas, and Columbia Gas. That's kind of who we're talking about. So our office is actually mostly attorneys who act as Maryland consumers' voice in litigation with utility companies. So kind of what does that mean? Let's say a utility company wants to raise the rates that it's charging. Well, they can't just raise them. They have to ask what's called the Public Service Commission. So the Public Service Commission is this entity that sets the rules for utilities. And if BGE wants to raise their rates, they have to go to the Public Service Commission and ask that. Well, OPC would also be asked to join that conversation. We would be part of that litigation fighting for the best interest of us, the consumers, presenting why or why not the utility should be allowed to raise those rates.
Right,
so
right.
Our office is ultimately a consumer protection agency led by our people's counsel, David Lapp. And we have like this one side of our work that deals specifically with litigation and kind of that larger across the state representing everybody.
Uh-huh.
And then there's this other part that I think people might also not know about, which is a one-on-one service called our consumer assistance unit, which is what I had.
Right.
And we work, like I said, one-on-one with folks. There's no income guidelines. It's kind of open to anybody. We help people either like maybe negotiate or advocate on their behalf. Like maybe if they feel that their utility isn't responding to them, or if there's this really complicated situation going on with their utility and they aren't getting a resolution. A lot of what we do is also untangling complicated billing issues. Like what happens if you're living with someone and they move out and they stick you with the bill? You know, whose responsibility is that bill? Kind of figuring those types of things out, and then also helping vulnerable folks get connected with financial assistance if they're falling behind on their bill. Like we ourselves don't have financial assistance, but getting them, you know, pointing in the right direction, making sure they make it through those processes.
Right, right. Thank you. In other words, you folks should be the first call.
I think that we're up there. I think that we're up there. I think it depends on your situation, but I think that we're a number that maybe along with a few others you should have on your refrigerator.
Right. Could you give us that contact information, please, and have somebody can find out more information?
Absolutely. You can give us a call, 410-767-8150. You can email us, opc@maryland.gov. And you can reach out to us on social media. We're pretty active there. Follow, subscribe on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Nextdoor. And then we also have great newsletters that I would encourage everybody to sign up for. And you can do that by going to our website at www.opc.maryland.gov.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I know that you're a pretty recent recruit, right?
Yes, I've been with the Office of People's Counsel for 2 years. Prior to that, I had about 15 years of experience in the nonprofit world, working with vulnerable folks, getting them connected to services. So, yes, I am a new recruit to the office, and it's been a wonderful experience.
That's great. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been there 2 years. That's long enough to know where some of the bodies are buried, right?
I've learned a lot since I've been there and kind of where the weak points are in our system and, you know, sort of what people might want to be aware of especially with some of these rising utility bills. We've definitely, whether it be through just the experience of all the folks in our office who some have been there, you know, 35 plus years, really having a, you know, a deep grasp and understanding of sort of the utility world. And then also speaking one-on-one with consumers, you know, hearing what they're going through and seeing what's happening on the ground now.
Right, especially with the COVID thing, and I guess that's shaken a lot of stuff up. Let's talk about the current things that people should be aware of and watch out for.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's an awful lot of stuff out there, and in this age of inflation and everything else, every nickel helps.
You're so right. Absolutely. And we've been seeing a lot of that, you know. A lot of the times with our consumer assistance unit, we're working one-on-one with folks who are typically income eligible for a lot of these safety net programs. But what we're seeing now is more people coming through the door who don't have that kind of income, who are well above that, but are still really struggling because of the things that you've mentioned, inflation, kind of the volatility of fuel costs. So there are some things that I would suggest that people do as kind of to be proactive before they might get into trouble with their utility bill. Review your bill, you know, look at it, make sure you know what you're paying, make sure that it's not changing. Weatherize your home and develop a plan to conserve energy where you can. Like I said, the increased demand and the war in Ukraine really means that those prices for many of the fuels that we use inside of our home are going to continue to kind of be a little unpredictable. So I would just, first of all, strongly recommend anybody who is falling behind on their bill to immediately reach out to, it's a state program, the Office of Home Energy Programs. That's going to be one of the larger grants that you can get to help you towards that bill. Now, it is based on income, so you would be screened, but you can either go in person to one of their locations, you can fill out a paper application, you can go online. There's lots of ways to connect with them. My favorite is, weirdly enough, a paper application. But you can do all those things. I would say the entry point would be by calling the main number and figuring out where your local OHEP, Office of Home Energy Programs, where that office is. And the main number there is 800-332-6347. Or if you're really more of an online kind of person, it's, you can visit them and apply online at mymdthink.maryland.gov. Now, after you've kind of applied for that sort of help, and like that is based on income eligibility, the thing that I feel like people, because especially when you're in crisis, you're not thinking about these sometimes, would be to weatherize your home. And I know that there's upfront costs to that, and it can get a little expensive.
Yeah.
What I will say is, you know, I lived in Baltimore for, I think, 17 years now, and we used to live in an apartment near St. Paul Street. And it was an older apartment, and the moment we put the even just the plastic over the windows, you know, I could no longer feel the chill coming in my house when we were warm during winter. So there are small things that you can do, and there are actually free and low-cost programs that help folks with both repairs and upgrades to homes. And like I said, you could be a renter or you could be a homeowner. And these programs can significantly reduce energy use throughout the year, which can give you a more comfortable home. Like I said, I didn't get any more drafts in my house. You can lower your monthly power bills and really, in some cases, improve the air quality and health for whoever lives in that home.
And what would you suggest they go to?
Yeah. So there's two main places where I would check for these types of programs. So one, and it seems a little obvious, but, you know, I never did it. Call your local utility. So call BG&E if that's who it is. And see if they offer any free or low-cost home energy checkups. Now, I know for a fact that BGE does because I've had it done. It's normally about an hour. They do a free walkthrough to check things in your house like air leakage and ventilation, safety issues with carbon monoxide and dioxide. So many times what they'll also do is they'll give you free items like LED light bulbs, water heater pipe insulation, power strip, shower head. And then they'll also typically get you connected to a program called Empower, which some folks don't know about, but it basically, you know, to keep it short, gives you a discount on larger appliances. So that is a bit more expensive, but there's definitely the free kind of items that they'll give you in that process. And there's no income guideline on that.
And it's free.
It's free. I think there's one that's like $100 that you can pay for a more expensive one, but there is a free option. And like that's the one that I used, and I felt pretty satisfied. And they give you free items.
Yeah, that was great. I did that for my house.
Yeah. I mean,
and
why
you're
not?
Right. You're right. You're right. They gave me a power strip and a couple of other things. It was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
so then,
free.
So it is totally
cool.
Free.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Call your utility. And then, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to just ask for the phone number for BG&E. Do you have that off the top? Is that the 685-0123?
You got it. That's the one.
Okay. 410-685-0123 for BG&E.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not
pushing
BG&E here.
No. These are offered throughout the state through your local utility typically. So that's one place I would tell you to call. Part two of that is there is another program that's a bit more extensive. So the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development, that's a state program, sometimes called DHCD. Now they offer programs that may provide help with bigger things like attic insulation, hot water systems, heating and cooling repair, renewable energy systems, furnace cleaning, and a bunch of other health and safety enhancements. And those are low cost or free. But these services are based on your income. But because of the different grants that they get and the money coming through their door, there's several programs with several income levels. So I wouldn't just, just assume that I'm not eligible. I would definitely encourage folks to call to be screened. And they do the same thing. If you are eligible, someone will come in and take a look at your home, make sure, all the health and safety stuff is there, and then see what they can provide. There's one main number that you can call to be screened for all DHCD programs. I said, that should be low cost or totally free if you qualify. And that's going to be 855-583-8976. And like I said, you can be screened for a bunch of different ones. So don't just assume you're not eligible. Check.
Could you give that number one more time? I missed that.
Oh, absolutely. Sorry. Yeah. 855-583-8976.
8976 for Department of Housing and Community Development. And they've got stuff too for free, but they also have income. People would be surprised nowadays about a lot of these programs because they're based on the median income. The median income for Maryland is up there.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes these incomes are higher than you think that they're going to be. It's best just to call and check.
Yeah, that's for
sure.
It'll
take a couple minutes. It could save you a couple thousand dollars. One more thing I would want to add, though, about things that you should just be aware of. Again, especially if you're struggling to pay your bill, your health and safety is incredibly important. And there's something called a medical certification form that, again, a lot of people don't know about. And these medical certification forms come with some extra consumer protection. So if you or someone in your home has a medical condition or has medical equipment, think oxygen tank, a medical bed, maybe even a nebulizer, or maybe you brought a newborn baby home or someone recently had surgery, anything like this, that if you were to lose power, it would impact your health or safety, let your utility know immediately. You want to call your utility and get a medical certification form. They're going to send it to you, and then in turn, you take that to your medical professional, and they sign it, and it just basically says because of this person's health condition, they need power pretty much, and otherwise it would possibly harm their health or safety. Once that medical professional signs it, you turn it back in, and then having this medical certification form, it really does provide extra protections. An example is if you had a turnoff notice, it gives you a 30-day extension. You just have to enter into a payment plan. But it's not a blanket protection for turnoff. So I don't want people to think that. But it is really important for the utility to know that the interruption of service could lead to a serious health consequence.
Yeah. That's a great tip. That's a great tip, Brandy. Unfortunately, though, we're getting towards the end of the show. Could you give us that contact information one more time, please?
Absolutely.
I know it goes quickly.
No, it does. Absolutely. So please reach out to us. It's 410-767-8150. Email us at opc@maryland.gov or reach out to us on social through Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Nextdoor. And again, I would strongly recommend that folks sign up for our newsletter. And you can do that right on our website at opc.maryland.gov.
Yeah, I'm going to sign up for the newsletter right after this show, I'll tell you. Anyway, unfortunately, though, that's all we have time for today in Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Brandy Neeland, who's Director of Consumer Assistance for the Maryland Office of People's Counsel, for being our guest today. Thank you so much, Brandy.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, lots of great information out there. Okay, for Living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.